welcome to another edition of Wild Time here on IndieMedia.ie. Today is the 19th of September 2009. Actually, it's Puppy Farm Awareness Day. Loads of people today highlight that puppy farms are actually not the way to go. We have so many shelters where you have so many animals. That's not what we're here for today. Today we're here with the Portobello Canal Protection, and there's a cleaning session of cleaning up the Portobello Canal, because there's still a lot of swans dying from litter. So at the moment we're three heads, including myself. I'm talking to the founding member now, Tracy O'Neill. Sorry for cutting across there, Tracy. We met a few weeks ago at the anti-hair causing event, and so you have this Portobello Canal Protection Group.
What really got me involved initially was I came out one night and I saw a beautiful swan. All his neck was tangled in a load of litter, and there was like a load of plastic bags. Plastic bags and glass bottles are the main culprit for injuring the beautiful birds that kind of seem to live around Portobello Canal. So I just felt so angry. So I suppose I was like the Lone Ranger, really. I'm kind of known for being around here collecting litter. I mean, it's not cool. Nobody thinks I'm cool. They think, who's that fruitcake? But I can't help it. It just really infuriates me that I love these swans so much, and nobody seems to care that, you know, they're getting injured and they're dying. And they're, I always say it, I feel a little bit like a kindred spirit to W.B. Yeats. He loved the swans. He wrote poetry about the swans. We all talk about how great W.B. Yeats was and all about the swans, but yet we have these little treasures, these little diamonds on our doorstep, and basically we don't give them monkeys.
Exactly. And the thing about it is, like, you know, if it is cool to be disconnected from our animal kin, then it's okay to be not cool.
It's all about you. This is, I'm so glad you brought this up, Thomas, because it's all about the whole word cool. It's cool to say, I went out last night, I got really drunk, I went to a disco, I did loads of drugs, whatever.
Jesus, my hangover is killing me.
Yeah, but if you say you're going down the canal and you care about the swans, they think you're some fruitcake from another planet, which is very sad, because I like to go out and have fun. I love music, I love dancing, but there's another part of me too that's just not connected to the whole world as me, me, me and I. You know, there's things out there that is our garden. To me, Portobello is the garden for people in Rathmines living in flats. They come down here and they feed the swans.
And unfortunately, I mean, this is not television, but there are people down here, you know, having a coffee, having a sip, watching the swans. So apparently it must give them something. I just want to, will you take a few pictures? Did you? Okay.
I think the tragic thing is the indifference, you know, like the swans are so beautiful. I mean, I was here one day and there was some Chinese and Japanese people here, and they were saying in their country swans are in the zoo. We have them here, and yet people don't even come to see them. I mean, you do get a lot of people bring their children here, and the children are very excited. I think the most people getting excited about the swans down here are the children, and that's really lovely to see. It's just a shame in school that we don't educate people towards the environment, and that's probably why Ireland does have the highest carbon EU emission. We do have the worst urban planning, because at the end of the day we're turning into a culture of just about ourselves. Go to work, what are we going to do on Saturday? We're going to go shopping and spend more money, we're going to get into more debt. We're not going to go down and
enjoy the view,
enjoy natural things like the swans, and enjoy our little heritage that we have in the middle of the city, because as you can see there's lots of cars here and it's very urban. But in the middle of all this urban jungle is this beautiful sight of swans. They're incredible.
And again, you know, it's not only the swans. I mean, you can see other wildlife like the
exactly.
Pigeons and stuff. And the interesting thing is that, you know,
this summer there was like really kind of tropical looking birds here, seem to be migrating here for some reason. I don't know why, but there seems to be an array of wildlife here. I mean, if you go to other countries in a similar scenario, this piece would probably be protected. Signs up about the local fauna here, and there'd be big signs, you cannot litter, you'll get a fine.
But that's the thing, like, I remember probably half a year ago I went to an event from the Irish Wildlife Trust, mm-hmm. and they actually brought people down to the canal for some education, and there were five people from the Irish Wildlife Trust, me and one more person. And it's just like, you know, I mean, I've been living here for 9 years. I love the Irish, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just one of these things that really saddens me when you kind of look at this. Just like you said, like, you know, there's just not enough love and emphasis.
Well, look at what we're looking at today, Thomas. We're looking at this beautiful canal, and at the top of it is tins of beers.
Yeah. Which we will document here picture-wise and put it up on our blog. It's www.wildtimeon96fm.blogspot.com.
What I want to get across today, and I mean, thank you so much for taking the time, is I just need even just 5 or 10 people to come out with me once a week for 1 hour a week and just pick up the rubbish. Now, I'm not blaming the council, because the council do dredge the river. And when I first started getting involved with Portobello Canal Protection, which is on Facebook, everyone can join through Facebook, I sent them loads of emails and I documented all the litter. You can see all the litter approaches I took on Portobello Canal Protection. And the council have been really good. They've started dredging regularly. And really and truly, it's not the council's problem. It's just people are littering.
And actually, you know, even if there would be an issue with saying, like, you know, the council is not doing enough, whatever, whichever way you look at it, it's the people that put it in. The council is not coming down here and puts the rubbish in. That's so I think education has to come down. And we want to start cleaning, because we don't know how the weather holds up. Yeah. I'm just running off and ask a few people that I see on the canal why
God
they're here.
God loves a triad,
you know?
Thomas. God loves a triad.
Exactly. Hi there. May I ask you, for Irish Radio, what is the first thing that comes to your mind when you see a swan?
Absolutely beautiful. Yeah. It must be one of the beautifulest birds gone.
Yeah.
They're absolutely gorgeous.
See all the litter in the canal?
Yes.
At times?
Yes.
What do you think we should happen in order to sort of stop that? Should there be, I don't know, sometimes I just think, like, you know, there should be some German soldiers here with guns, you know. But what do you think would be a good way of monitoring that?
I think people shouldn't throw litter. Should put litter into the bins where the bins is provided.
Yeah,
I think the canal should be dredged more often than what they are.
Yeah.
They're only done every, I don't know.
Yeah, not often enough anyway.
Yeah. And people don't use the bins. The bins are there for the day, you know. So sort of wildlife coming over to this country now,
exactly,
with the global warming, that, you know. So
we have animals here that haven't been here before.
Yeah, yes, you know? That's what I'm saying, yeah. And they're there for everybody to appreciate, like, you know. Not a lot of people appreciate them, though. That's the problem.
There's a lot of litter in there and a lot of, you know, stuff that shouldn't be in there. And, you know, the bins actually here are overflown by stuff, you know. And then in the midst of all this, you see a swan and somebody, you know, just fed them sort of bread. And it's nice, you know, that people are still trying. And there's, you know, a lot of pigeons here that got toast. So people do care. And that's the thing about it. May I ask you, for Irish Radio, what is the first thing that comes to your mind when you see a swan?
Swan?
Yeah. There are swans here and birds, you know.
Yeah, well, nature.
Yeah, because I just saw your little boy looking at a dog and stuff, you know. Yeah. How important do you think is knowledge of wildlife for kids?
Well, it is good, because they give them more ideas about, you know, the environment around them, and they will, you know, they have to start to think that it's as important for the environment, you know. It's all important, you know. It's all in one, you know, one.
We're all one in a way, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah.
Does it, you know, when you look at it, unfortunately, it's very dirty here. It's a lot of litter, you know. What do you think that could be done to prevent that?
Well, actually, people have to be aware that this is where we walk in, and this is where our children walk. So it have to be better than this, you know.
Yeah, it has to be better than this.
Yeah, so, and we have to start by ourselves to, you know, avoid to throw anything, or, you know.
And that's nice that you say, because, you know, you teach it to your child, and that's very important. So thank you so much for that.
Thanks to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Bye. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you see a swan?
When I see a lot of them, I think of an armada. the way they go, you know.
Uh-huh.
But they're nice. They're a nice animal.
Yeah. So you enjoy it down the canal here?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. I feed them sometimes.
All right, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Do you, are you bothered by all the dirt that's in the water and stuff?
I never thought of it, to be quite honest, you know.
But you do see it.
You do see it, yeah.
Because, you know, there's a group called Portobello Canal Protection Group, and they have a sort of a cleaning event today. That's why I came down here to record this. And apparently there's a lot of swans dying from plastic bags, you know, because they don't know what it is, so they just start chewing on them, like you know. So do you have any ideas of what people could do to prevent littering?
On a whole, like, it's not that great, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they have the bins beside them, so they have to use them, you know. Yeah.
I mean, that's the funny thing, you know. I mean, further down or further up, there were actually bins that were sort of overflown, you know. But this one is actually empty.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of rubbish around, isn't
it? Yeah. I don't know, you know.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye now. Bye. Well, you're listening to Wild Time Online, only here on indiemedia.ie with myself, Thomas Janak. Just like I told you, we cleaned up around the Portobello Canal for quite a few hours, and I want to continue the interview with Tracy O'Neill off air. We were sort of talking about things, and also we were talking about how disheartening it can be to have three people there. But on the way back, we all noticed how beautiful the swans look, and that we actually do believe that they just felt much better.
I feel a lot more positive now. I feel like there's hope for the canal. And I'm just really hoping that more people will get involved and not afraid to do something different and be your own person. You know, you can still go to the pub and the disco and have the crack, but you can still do things like this as well. You know, I think there can be every side to a human being. I mean, I'm a party girl. I'm known as a party girl and a fun girl. But I'm not afraid to put my rubber gloves on and get down there and pick the litter out of there for the swans, you know. I think a lot of people want to, but they're afraid people are going to laugh at them and ridicule them and they're not going to be cool. Yeah. And that's kind of really sad, you know.
And I can understand it sometimes, you know, when you're sort of on your own. And some people actually... But again, you know, in all fairness,
Taking the mickey out of me today.
But also, more importantly, I saw people that passed by and said, keep up the good work. So, and this is the group I would be focusing on, you know. But if people want to get involved, let's just say where they can get involved and how.
Well, first of all, you can contact me through Portobello Canal Protection, which is on Facebook, and also on my website, www.tracyoneill.ie. Live and Let Live is the name of my website. It speaks for itself. So, I mean, we really want more members. You know, people from all walks of life. Gardeners would be fantastic because some of the litter is in the middle of the canal and we need kind of long utensils to pull them out. So we'd really like more people to get involved and some strong hunky men. Why not?
Anyone is really welcomed. I mean,
we want to have some fun as well. We don't want to make looking after the environment boring and dull. We want to go out afterwards. We want to go after we've done all this work and we feel really good about the canal and the swans and we're doing something for what I call the world garden. For me, the Portobello is my garden.
Yeah.
Okay, and for people living in flats, it's their garden. We want to go out and have fun and we want to make friends through this, you know, and I think it's a great way to meet new people also.
And also, you know, while we were working, although it is, you know, undoubtedly it's work, you know, but what I noticed is that the sun came out, the swans were there, people were there, we were talking to people, we were just doing our thing. It wasn't boring at all.
No, we had a lot of fun today. I actually spoke to loads of people today, people that I probably, if I was sitting there on my own, I would have been too shy to talk to them. You know, people were asking me, what are you doing? And people were really nice about it. They were thinking, this is really great. So I kind of feel really empowered after today that I'm brave enough to do this because it isn't easy to put yourself out there and pick up litter when people are laughing at you. Yeah. But, you know, if you can do this, you can do anything. So.
And I mean, well, I noticed over the years that, you know, I mean, I'm in this boat quite often. I give talks about animal behavior, and you get all the people that say, Jesus, there he is again, you know. But over the years, exactly. But over the years, you know, people are getting more open. And I think it's about time to sort of reconnect. So people can, we took a few pictures, and...
Tiger, sorry to interrupt there. Ireland is more than the Celtic tiger. We're more than this reputation that we've gained, a culture of 4x4s, giant houses, massive debt, the highest debt in Europe, the highest carbon emission. I think Irish people are more than that. We're a well-educated, deep society with a great history and a great tradition, and we are more than this. And I think even today, picking up all the rubbish is a reflection of all the materialism, the way Ireland has become. We picked up so many objects in the canal today. You know, we are becoming a consumer society, and I think even people need to get back to nature more and just hanging out with each other. Because most people on Saturday, everywhere was really quiet around the canal. They're in Stephen's Green shopping till they drop with their credit cards.
But again, you know, it just shows you.
Each to their own.
But very often, you know, because I'm, you know, from a psychological point of view, a lot of people, you know, buy because they have to make up for something, and even if it's only time that they make up for, you know. On an educational note, if you happen to walk along anywhere where there is wildlife, you know, and we're not asking you to bring a black bag along and rubber gloves, you know, necessary. But what really is painful and dangerous for swans and all pigeons as well is the lids of the bottles themselves, everything that's plastic, and what is notorious is the cans. You know, they hurt themselves so badly through their cans. So that's just something to watch out for. We will upload the pictures. You can go to Facebook.com/ Portobello Canal Protection, and you will see the pictures there. Also, the pictures will be up on our official blog, www.wildtimeon96fm.blogspot.com. You can find us, Wild Time Radio, on Facebook. It's www.facebook.com/wildtimeradio.
I just like to put out a request to Dylan Moore and the comedian. I went to see your show in Vicar Street. You're fantastic, and you were talking about how Ireland is becoming a society of materialism and 4x4. So if you want to help us out, we need somebody with you know, that might be interested in doing something for Dublin. If you want to get involved, please join Portobello Canal Protection. That's a massive fan, Tracy. We love you, Dylan Moran.
You know, the heartbreaking thing is that Dylan Moran, you know, Dylan Moran actually had a gig on the same day I had a gig, you know, and you chose to go to him, so I'm not talking to you anymore. In any case, you're listening to Wild Time here on indiemedia.ie, and make sure you listen back again. Today is the 19th of September. The next footage will be recorded on the 21st of September when the film The End of the Line, which is a film about the impact of overfishing and the state of our oceans, will be screened at the IFI. I will be talking to Claire Lewis, the producer of the film, and it will all be up on indiemedia.ie. And there's also, because a lot of people asked, there is talk of Wild Time going back to sort of a regular radio station, but we haven't got any more news, so stay tuned, become a fan of us, hours, and spread the word, and thank you so much for listening. Bye bye.